Listening Library presents Anna and the Swallow Man by Gavriel Savitt. Read for you by Alan Corduna. What do you say? When Anna Wanya woke on the morning of the 6th of November in the year 1939, her seventh, there were several things that she did not know. Anna did not know that the chief of the Gestapo in occupied Poland had, by fiat, compelled the rector of the Jagiellonian University to require the attendance of all professors, of whom her father was one, at a lecture and discussion on the direction of the Polish Academy under German sovereignty, to take place at noon on that day. She did not know that, in the company of his colleagues, her father would be taken from lecture hall number 56, first to a prison in Krakow, where they lived, and subsequently to a number of other internment facilities across Poland, before finally being transported to the Sachsenhausen concentration camp in Germany. She also did not know that several months later, a group of her father's surviving colleagues would be moved to the far more infamous Dachau camp in Upper Bavaria, but that by the time of that transfer, her father would no longer exist in a state in which he was capable of being moved. What Anna did know that morning was that her father had to go away for a few hours. 7-year-old girls are a hugely varied bunch. Some of them will tell you that they've long since grown up, and you'd have trouble not agreeing with them. Others seem to care much more about the hidden childhood secrets chalked on the insides of their heads than they do about telling a grown-up anything at all. And still others, this being the largest group by far,